It's a long road. Oh. Every day I wake up and turn my phone on. I read the news of the day just as it's coming down. I do my best not to let it get me down. I try to keep my head up, but this is Babylon.
I make music for one reason, which is I care about people and the planet. Mm-hmm. And the message and the work that the UN does is very much in line with, you know, my beliefs that everybody on the planet should have the opportunities and the support to be able to reach their full potential in life.
And is in this challenging time, do you feel that the UN and the international community is doing enough?
If there's one person who's still in need of aid, then we haven't done enough. But just like with the climate talks that we've had, the climate summits that we've had, it took time to put these ideas in the focus of media and social media and people's minds to the point where populations of people are demanding this of our leaders. And that's the same thing that needs to happen with humanitarian relief, is that we need to have it become a part of the focus of everyday life so that people demand it.
So that would be something that people should be doing in as part of their everyday life. Mm-hmm. And to what extent can they, how can they express to their government that they need that?
Well, obviously voting is one way. We vote people in and out. But I think today we eat every day these different things. One of the things that we were talking about this afternoon with the Secretary General is just how can we build a humanitarian army of people who are everyday people so that if there is a crisis, there's people who are ready to activate through their social media and get the word out about this crisis.
So talking about something that spreads, music, how would you say music can bring people together, or how can it act for humanitarian purposes?
Well, music is the great bridge builder, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like across language, across cultures, across generations, music creates a connection. My newer album is called Soul Rocker, and that's what it's dedicated to, is in these challenging times, it calls out some of the things that are taking place in the world, but with a voice of optimism that says we can be better than what we're doing right now, and we need everyone to be part of it.
What made you passionate about it?
When I was a kid, I was born to a mother who was Irish, German, and Belgian, and my father is African American, Native American. But I was given up for adoption because my mother, who's white, didn't feel her family would accept a brown baby. And so I was adopted by the Franti family, who were Finnish Americans. And they had three children of their own, and they adopted myself and another African American son. So I grew up in this very mixed house. I have one sister who's a lesbian. I have a brother who's a police officer. You know, it's a very mixed household. But my mom was always insistent. She's a very tough lady. I'm 6'6", and she's 5 foot tall. And she was always insistent that when we went out into our neighborhood to play with other kids, it didn't matter if a kid went to a different school or a mosque or a church or a synagogue or had two moms or two dads or spoke a different language. We were supposed to treat everyone that we met the way that we expected to be treated, or maybe even a little bit better than the way we expected to be treated. And so that's what my music has been dedicated to. And as I've traveled around the world, music has given me the opportunity to really see how people in even the most dire circumstances have this openness of heart, welcoming of strangers. And I feel like that message is more needed today than ever. Mm-hmm. You know, and so right now is a challenging time, but it's a great time to be alive. There's no better time that it's good to be alive today.